welcome to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Our preaching today comes from Australia and is by Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan lives in the United States, but is currently in Australia preaching as part of the Thomas More Center. Her reflection is entitled Barnabas and the Beatitudes.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A great number believed and were converted to the Lord. The church in Jerusalem heard about this, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. There he could see for himself that God had given grace, and this pleased him. And he urged them all to remain faithful to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. And a large number of people were won over to the Lord. It was at Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak, and this is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle, they shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful, they shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God. Happy the peacemakers, they shall be called sons and daughters of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This is how they persecuted the prophets before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of the Apostle Barnabas. If we read each little section where Barnabas is mentioned in the New Testament, especially in various verses in the Acts of the Apostles, we get a picture of a warm gentleman, full of enthusiasm, generous, faithful, and forgiving. For example, after being converted to Christ, he worked to help Paul become acceptable and established as a reliable preacher. One can only imagine the fear surrounding Paul's reputation as a persecutor of the followers of Jesus, highlighted in the stoning of Stephen, an action about which Paul approved. Barnabas had the ability to read the signs of the action of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the pagan Gentiles or in the lives of anyone attempting to be loving and compassionate. The text for today says, he could see for himself that God had given all of them grace. He was happy with that. He encouraged them to be faithful, for he himself was a good man, faithful to the teachings of Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. Those outside of the converted had no trouble calling these people Christian, because they could see how the lives of the converts matched the life and message of the man Jesus, the Christ, according to the stories that were told about him down through the years following the resurrection. So how fitting today that we have the account of the Beatitudes from the Gospel of Matthew. These are the very qualities that observers could clearly see in those who came to follow Jesus the Christ. Therefore, these Beatitudes must mark us as well if we want to be in that group with Barnabas and those called Christian so long ago. poor in spirit, committed to simplicity rather than a consumeristic, lavish life. Gentle in word and behavior, willing to grieve and mourn our own losses and those of others. Hungering and thirsting for the common good so all can live with dignity and respect, having their basic needs met, including the needs of our fragile environment. Merciful and compassionate in all of our relationships, forgiving easily without grudges. Pure in heart, yearning for God in prayer. Peacemakers, beginning with making peace within ourselves. And a willingness to stand up for the right thing, even if it means being criticized and persecuted. It ends with an assurance that rejoicing and happiness will be ours. As I consider these Christian attributes, I ask myself, which of these qualities have been given to me? And then, which ones do you have? Can we name that today with rejoicing and happiness? It is just as much a part of being Christian as sadly and anxiously examining our faults and failures. For myself today, I thank the Holy Spirit for the gift of making peace, first with myself, and then helping me reserve judgment so that I can be compassionate, especially toward those who have different political, religious, or ethical views than myself. I think that the Holy Spirit really continues to help me be this way, even though I often fall short and may not always respond to that gift. What about yourself? Which of these qualities are outstanding in your life? When we think about it, if it had not been for Barnabas and Paul, you and I would remain unbelieving Gentiles with little enthusiasm for the Beatitudes, the heart of the teachings of Jesus. Thank you.